frozen ranges of Cold Regions Test Center. This is Outpost Outspoken.
Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics.
Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. Kevin Cummings, a native of Massachusetts, wanted to be a game warden, but ended up in forestry. Hazard tree removal on the Donnelly Training Range gave him an entry into working at U.S. Army Cold Regions Test Center. I imagine growing up in Massachusetts, you never heard of Cold Regions Test Center.
No, definitely not. It's the closest thing we have on the East Coast is the Krell headquarters in New Hampshire. And I have some family that lives in New Hampshire, but relatively close vicinity. But yeah, I had no idea the actual scope of Cold Regions testing until I was on the ground in Alaska.
What was your original ambition for a career?
Originally it was to be a game warden. I went to Unity College and got a degree in conservation law enforcement. Realized about my sophomore year that I didn't really want to be a cop. So I loaded up on every fisheries and forestry class that I could take, and forestry is what got me to Alaska.
How did you first learn about Cold Regions Test Center?
So the first job I had up here was doing hazard tree removal on Donnelly Training Area, which is right outside of Fort Greeley, and we ended up clearing some trails out that are used regularly by CRTC. And so we were working pretty directly with some of the CRTC folks to make sure that everything was up to spec and they would be usable for them. So kind of got a foot in the door with CRTC, knew some faces, and then when that summer season wrapped up and we were done cutting trees, they had job postings out for seasonal data collectors, and I got brought on as a seasonal data collector.
What kind of projects were you on as a data collector?
It's a lot of them. IVAS, I did quite a bit with that, and the JETS programs. We had some body armor tests back in the day, the HIPPO heated water tanks, there's Akio sleds, you pack, 10 men worth of gear into a sled and drag those around. Those were fun, those were excursion tests, so we got to go down to the glaciers and hike with the soldiers and make sure that nothing broke.
And for a time, you worked in the carpentry section.
Yes, yeah. So I was a seasonal data collector for 2 seasons, I believe. And then there was a vacancy for the full-time carpenter over in our Allied Trades fabrication shop. And I grew up on a farm, and so not a classically trained carpenter, but I can do a lot of stuff or figure out a way to make stuff. So I got picked up over there and worked in the shop for 2-3 years, I think. And at that point, Todd Zacco, who used to be in my position, he retired, and I got selected to be his replacement.
You oversee all the contractor work here at CRTC?
Yes, yes. So we have CRTC, we have a test coordinator, welders, mechanics, supply technician, and that's about it for our permanent folks, heavy equipment mechanics. And then in the wintertime, we plus up with additional personnel, and that will be more heavy equipment mechanics, guys who are going to be working out with the construction and maintenance of the snow fields at the test track facility, the mobility test complex, and material expediters to help out test officers, keep things running smoothly. And we get some data collectors from time to time. We have 17 TDY folks up from Yuma right now, helping out on a large test effort. And if I can sing their praises, they are coming from the desert up to here. In the last couple weeks, it's been hitting right around 30, 40 below. So they have been doing an absolutely stellar job.
Was it a big adjustment for you going to Alaska and staying here, living here?
It's anytime you make a big life move, it's always a little scary. I grew up in New England, and honestly, I will take an Alaskan winter over a New England winter. Up here, when it gets cold, it stays cold, and you know what to expect. In New England, you'll get dumped on with 2 foot of snow, and then the next day, next couple days, it'll be up to 40 degrees, and then a bunch of that melts, and then it refreezes, and it's just constantly in flux. Up here, you know what to expect, and if you can dress for the weather, it's just fine.
Sounds like you're going to stay at CRTC for a while.
I really enjoy working here. It's a great place. It's a smaller center very much smaller compared to YPG. You know everybody, and there's a real good sense of community up here, and I enjoy that quite a bit.
Hey, Kevin, it was really good talking with you today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much.
Cold Regions Test Center's workforce hails from all over the United States, but some have lived in Delta Junction, Alaska, all of their lives. Test Coordinator Hannah Henry is one.
Growing up in Delta Junction, you must have heard of CRTC when you were young.
No, I didn't actually. I did a few jobs for Steve Murr, who works here, and I must have did something right because he was like, hey, there's seasonal positions that open up at this place where I work. You should apply for those. And I was like, okay. So I applied for the data collector position. But the gentleman who was in charge of it at the time was like, I'm going to put you as an expediter. So I got the job as an expediter, and I really liked it. And I think growing up being outside and whatnot, like, that's what prepared me for it, because I like being outside.
What did you do as an expediter?
It's pretty broad. You wear a lot of hats. Everyone wears lots of hats around here. But you take chow to the soldiers, you drive suspies, you can do pretty much anything.
And did you become a data collector after that?
I did after that. The very next year, I was a data collector.
What kind of projects were you on?
A lot of soldier systems, so the jet system. And then, the jets and the IVAS, goggles, stuff like that.
And then you became an assistant test officer?
Test coordinator.
Test coordinator.
Yeah. So you're basically like the test officer's right-hand person.
What sort of tests have you been on in that capacity?
Trying to think. So there's AMP-V. I did the M1 for a bit, the AMSS now, the DAP system, which is the GPS. What else? There's been a few. It took me a minute. I did help out with JPADS just a little bit.
Yeah. But how many years have you been here now?
Full-time or seasonal.
When did you start?
Winter 2016.
Yeah. Do you intend on staying for a little while?
I do, yeah. I love my job. Yeah.
In the Delta Junction community?
Yes. Yep. This is my home. I like it. I do want to travel and go see places, but I do want to have a home here.
Well, Hannah, it's really been good talking with you.
Thank you.
Wisconsin native Danielle Schmidt pursued sport and recreation management and marketing in college until a roommate told her about being a seasonal data collector at Cold Regions Test Center. 7 years later, she is an assistant test officer at the facility.
Growing up in Wisconsin, had you ever heard of Cold Regions Test Center?
Absolutely not. I had no concept of testing military equipment in any capacity before moving to Delta Junction.
In college, you did sports, recreation management, and
sport and recreation management and marketing, yeah.
So how'd you wind up at CRTC?
I had a roommate while I was up here who was a seasonal data collector, and she was on for about 2 years and talked about how it was great and she loved it and the people were amazing. And I finally said, all right, let's give it a shot.
So you started as a seasonal data collector in 2017?
Started as a seasonal data collector in May of 2017. And then by late that fall or early the next year, I was hired on as the test coordinator.
So how did you become an assistant test officer?
After the test coordinator, the assistant test officer job opened up or was created, and I just applied for it.
What kind of things have you done in that capacity?
In this capacity has been JPADs, the environmental missile storage and attackums and Patriot stuff, and then the AMS.
I mean, that's a broad selection of things, very, very different from one another.
Very different. Every one of them is very unique and not really coordinated.
Well, how would you characterize your experiences on the job here? Since
no day is the same, which is great. I love it. It keeps you on your toes.
No, it's been really good talking with you today.
Yeah, it's been fun.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the Army's busiest test center.